When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A warm up from the low. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Pierce, and now part of the VSiN family of podcasts. We've got a great podcast for you. In segment number one, I'm just going to give you guys some helpful tips for getting set for the upcoming college basketball season, because as we sit here right now, we are approximately 5 weeks away from the start of the college basketball season. I know that many of you guys have been asking me when opening night is. That is at Monday, November 7th. So we are getting closer and closer to that. So we're just going to be lending some tips in segment number one. And then in segment number two, we're going to be rounding up what we saw in the last few days of college basketball as I did my podcast previews for both the Big East and the ACC the last 2 days. So hopefully you guys enjoyed those. And if you ever do have a question, comment, segment idea, or anything else for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we'll fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at gunit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, naming does not matter. So as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. The other way, that is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you are able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. We're going to be going without a guest today because last 2 days on my conference previews, we had John Fanta on to be able to look at the Big East, and then Cooper Watson, who does a terrific job over at Bustin' Brackets, to take a look at the ACC. So we're going to be joined by quite a few more guests here throughout this week, but we're going to keep this one guest free, as I do think the big key for this upcoming college basketball season is really gauging the returning personnel, because as we know, with college basketball these days, there's more and more turnover when it comes to the transfer portal, when it comes to guys going in and out of systems. And really this year, we saw a lot more coaching changes as well. Like just in the SEC alone, there are 6 coaching changes in that SEC conference preview. And is going to be coming up within the next few weeks. I plan on doing actually the American as my next conference preview. That'll most likely be like Friday, maybe Saturday, a little bit later this week. So be on the lookout for that. But getting back to the crux of this, when it comes to just returning personnel, I do think that that's very important when it comes to the beginning part of the season. And I've been asked by so many people, when is your best time of year? Is it the front half of the season? Is it the back half of the season? And for me, it has really just varied on the season. Like during the 2018-19 season, I had an absolutely ice cold start to the season. Every single under that I took, it seemed like went to overtime, and it stayed under in regulation. Goes overtime, it goes over. I was the victim of some bad variance, and legitimately, I did need to make some tweaks when it came to my handicap, because I do feel like when it comes to the early part of the season, it provides for the most volatility because there's unknowns. If you hit on your predictions, if you hit on being able to gauge these teams coming into the season, it could be your most profitable time, and I've had that quite a few years. Like the 2020-21 pandemic year, I was able to do a very good job of identifying teams that I thought were going to be struggling, because with not having practices in person due to the pandemic and everything like that, I thought, you know what, these teams are relying upon freshmen, it's going to be a no good, very bad, terrible year for them. Meanwhile, the returning players are going to be able to get out of the chute and have themselves a very good season. We saw that happen very much in spades as Kentucky was completely reliant upon freshmen. They went down the toilet bowl. Duke went down the toilet bowl. Meanwhile, a Baylor team that was relying upon a bunch of veterans, they were able to have a massive year, won the national championship that year. You're able to go down the list of teams that were older, more veteran, that had a very tremendous 2020-21 seasons. And then when it comes to the back half of the season, like many of you guys may remember, March was an absolutely terrible month for me. And I was a little bit of a victim of bad variance. There are changes I need to make for this upcoming March as well. I think that it's a little bit twofold on that. that 2 years ago, I had a very good March as well. So I do think that when it comes to just times of year which are most slash least profitable, it really does vary a little bit. And the best thing you can do is utilize some of the things that has worked slash not worked for you from the past years and be able to tweak them and really not rely upon one source, but take a lot of information from a lot of different sources. Because I've been talking about this with many of the guests that have come on, because a lot of them worked on the College Basketball Almanac. That was a little bit of a coming together by Hecheck, CBB, Three Man Weave, and the Field of 68. Three very trusted resources by myself, and three of the best just networks in general that you're going to find for college basketball information. And I do think that being able to pick up something like that, that is very good for you. Now, what I don't recommend is to pick up the College Basketball Almanac, take their rankings and be like, oh, this is exactly how these teams are going to rank out. Blue Ribbon Yearbook is another resource I think is tremendous. You guys have heard one of the main editors, Blake Lovell, come on this podcast quite a bit, and he'll be joining me in a few weeks to be able to do the SEC preview, as well as he's one of the best people at being able to gauge a conference that I've really come across, and I think that that's a great resource as well. They do their rankings, they do a very good job of them as well. I don't think that they're off by any stretch of the imagination, but you don't want to sit there and be like, well, they've got Tennessee at number, I'm going to spitball a number here. I'm not saying that this is how they rank them, but I'm just going to spitball a number. 14. Well, that means that they should be number 14 coming into the season. We're going to see like the Coaches Poll come out within the next few weeks. And we may recall UCLA was number 2 in that Coaches Poll. I was very much one that came onto this podcast and said that UCLA is very good, that they were not worthy of being number 2. Don't look at that Coaches Poll. See UCLA at number 2 and be like, oh, they absolutely have to be number 2 coming into the season as well. Because as we also know, in terms of college basketball, really any betting market that you take a look at, rankings do not determine what the prices are going to be. And that is really what you want to see. I think one of the biggest things to take away is look at the lines that you're going to be getting in terms of first week or two of the college basketball season. That will tell you exactly who the books are higher slash lower on. And it's really hard to tell who your bet on and bet against teams are going to be at this point, just because you don't have that information. You're going to be getting that information once we dive into the season though. And that's what you want to be preparing for. You want to take a look and think, Hecheck CBB, they've got insert team here at number 20. I think that that's a little bit too low. You maybe have them pegged a little bit higher. And then you take a look at the bookmakers where they line them in game number 1. Now, obviously, there's a lot of variables that go into it. Maybe it's a neutral court game being played in Atlantis, of which it gives no team really any sort of advantage. You can have a neutral court game like, for instance, Gonzaga playing in Seattle. That is a game that is pretty much a pseudo home game for Gonzaga. If Kentucky and Gonzaga are playing in Texas, that's a game which really doesn't favor anyone whatsoever. Meanwhile, like if Gonzaga and Kentucky, that goes down in, what's a city that's close to Kentucky but isn't Lexington? Louisville. I mean, I don't think that they would ever play in Louisville, but I mean, we're just spitballing here. It's a few hours away from Lexington, so you would be like, okay, that's an advantage for Kentucky. You're able to dive in from there what the true ranking would be on a neutral court, and I do think that that is something that is very important to do. And for those of you guys that maybe haven't gotten started on gauging college basketball at this point, what I do think is also a helpful tip as well is maybe try to specialize a little bit. I know that there are many people that have had a lot of success with it. I probably would have done a little bit more of the same if it wasn't for my college basketball background, in that I came into everything that I do in Las Vegas with a background of covering every D1 team, because I used to do bracketology prior to moving out to lovely Las Vegas in the summer of 2017. And with bracketology, you get the same amount of points for correctly picking that 14, 15, 16 seed as you do gauging the ones and twos. So I would have to take a look at like Steve Duff Austin and Sam Houston State back when they were in the Southland for seeding position as to whether or not Steve Duff Austin might be getting a 14 or 15 seed, as I would an ACC slobber knocker between like Duke and Syracuse, gauging whether or not Syracuse was going to be able to get into the NCAA tournament or not, because year in and year out, they always find themselves on the bubble. Don't think that that's going to be the case this year, as you guys heard on my ACC preview edition, but I do think that that is something that is very important, like if you've had a lot of success in recent years, because these teams typically play on Friday and you're able to isolate them a little bit. The Horizon League, a conference where defense is usually a little bit more optional, meanwhile you're going to get a lot of offensive fireworks. If that's a conference that you've done a good job of, you've got a lot of familiarity with those teams, hey, maybe you live in the Midwest part of the country, you're able to get a little bit more access to news, information in terms of the teams in the state of Wisconsin. That might be something that you do want to take a look at. I'm someone that, once again, I do all these teams. That doesn't mean that you have to either. And I would say always stay away from just blindly utilize one resource when it comes to taking a look at handicappers. And this goes beyond college basketball. This goes beyond myself. This is really something to utilize just throughout. If you take nothing else away from this podcast, just take this away. Do not blindly fade / tail anyone ever. Please do not, because your numbers are going to vary quite a bit. As we know, you are not betting teams. You are betting numbers. That is so important. You're probably going to have a little bit less availability when it comes to the book as well. Someone might put out a play that's from like 5 a.m. Pacific time. You maybe are someone that you work a 9-to-5 job. You're taking a look at that 7 p.m. game and you want to dive in. They were listing Ohio State as an 8-point favorite. Now it's a 10-point favorite. Don't just be like, okay, I'm taking fewer points on the line. That's not a way that you want to be operating. You want to see if that's still good or not. And that's a big reason why I do my spreadsheet. And I know that few people have been asking me if that spreadsheet system is going to be coming back, because I know that some of you guys actually use it more for baseball rather than college basketball. And if you're one of those people, well, welcome aboard. But absolutely, it is going to be coming back, because I do think that it is so important to know. All right, Greg, like, insert team here, laying 7 points. Does he still like them at 8.5? And I always say, always try to get the best of the number. Even if I have a game in which I like up to like maybe -9, we're just inserting a number there. It opened up at -5. Now it's at -8.5. Don't just blindly take the -8.5. If you're getting completely barbecued on the line like that, there are times in which you want to stay away. And hey, there are some times where maybe you're not getting the best of the number. You watch the game a little bit early on. The team that you like, they're getting a little bit unlucky. You think that they're going to be able to make a little bit of a comeback. That's always a way to be able to gauge that as well. So I do think that there's a lot of ways to go about it, but I do think that that's very important as well. And then I feel like I got away from this, and I was trying to start off by talking about this as well, but being able to gauge teams with a lot of returning personnel, I think, is important as well, because while you can have your rankings coming into the season of a lot of these teams, being able to gauge some of them a little bit earlier / later, I do think is very important as well, because you're going to see some senior-laden teams and teams that return a lot of production that out of the gates, they're probably going to be coming out very, very hot. A team like St. Louis, for instance, that returns someone like a Yuri Collins, I think that they're going to have a massive leg up as compared to, say, someone like a Duke. If Duke and St. Louis were to do battle in November, I would give St. Louis a much better likelihood of being able to win in the month of like November / December rather than February or March, where these young guys for Duke, really aside from Jeremy Roach, they're all going to get some more seasoning. They're going to be able to gain a lot of chemistry. I think that that is something that is so important to take a look at, and that's something that I do factor in when it comes to my projected order finish with regards to a lot of my conference previews as well. You're going to notice that I'm going to throw out there a team that I'm like, well, I've got them number 3, but I do think that they might be the most dangerous team when it comes to their conference tournament, and I'm just doing my projected order finish in terms of regular season finish as well, which means that I have to gauge how they're going to be playing in January, February, and in a lot of cases, March. Are some conferences that they wrap up in very, very late February, and then in super duper early March, they do have those conference tournaments, usually the low to mid majors, but that is something that I gauge as well, and I do think that there are some of those teams that you want to be betting on / against when it comes to the non-conference portion of things. And for those of you guys that are VSiN subscribers, by the way, I'm going to have the VSiN College Basketball Betting Guide out within the next few weeks, as I am working on putting out tidbits on on all 363 D1 teams in between doing this podcast every day, in between doing the baseball podcast every single day, and in between doing the Greg Peterson Experience 5 days a week. You're going to get a bonus day this upcoming week. By the way, I'm going to be filling in for one of Matt Youmans' shows on Saturday, so you're going to be getting 18 hours of live Greg Peterson content on VSiN this week, so feel good about that. But I'm going to be working on all those for you guys, so you're going to be able to see some of the trends, and the trend can be your friend, and at the same time, you don't want those to be end all be all. So don't be like, well, Team X went 9-4 against the spread out of conference last year. That means that we've absolutely got to bet them here. Absolutely do not do that. If you're sort of on the fence and it's a little bit of a tiebreaker, then yeah, maybe you want to put a little bit of credence into it, but I would say that that's the best way of being able to put it. So hopefully this lent some good advice for you guys. This was a little bit of an all over the place ramble, but hopefully you guys appreciated it. And if there are some unanswered questions, at @unit_81 on Twitter, I've always got you guys covered there. But coming up next, let's take a look at some of the news that we saw in college basketball over the last now 72 hours here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Spears, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Spears, and now part of the VSiN Family and Podcast. Hopefully those tidbits were very helpful in segment number one. And once again, if there's something that you want me to address on the podcast prior to the start of the season, Just fire that in, question, comment, segment idea, what have you, at gunit_81 is the most effective way on Twitter. You can fire it in via Instagram as well. I don't check my Instagram as much, though, because, well, I am not some, like, good-looking female posting up a bunch of photos. I am a somewhat mediocre-looking guy, so I stick to Twitter a little bit more. So I would say Twitter is probably your best bet there, and then also via an Apple Podcast review as well. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Hopefully I could give you guys a little bit more to just be able to help you guys out throughout the season as well. So fire in anything that you want to hear, and I will address that. Now let's take a look at what we all missed out in terms of news and notes of college basketball really since the weekend, because I did my ACC conference preview and I did my Big East conference preview as well. And with doing the Big East conference preview, one of the things I noted with Villanova is that depth is a little bit of an issue, and I don't think that this is going to be anything too big, but most of these notes, by the way, via John Rothstein, just like this one. But Caleb Daniels is currently dealing with a broken nose, and Brandon Housen, he's dealing with a concussion. They did not take part in the Team's Hoops Mania. Now, with Caleb Daniels, that's the bigger issue. With a broken nose, you got to figure that he's probably going to be good to go for the upcoming college basketball season. But Villanova, not a team that's going to be able to really rely too much upon their depth, so we are going to be taking a look at that a little bit more. Ole Miss, they should be good to go and relatively healthy for the upcoming season, according to Mr. Rothstein. Deshaun Ruffin, who was able to average 12.5 points and 3.5 assists per game in limited time last season, he is good to go. And Robert Allen, who was able to give the team 5.5 boards per game as well, so that is good news on that front. We shall see if Noah Fernandez is going to be able to get out there on the court. According to Frank Martin, he is still not good to go, and that's a little bit of an issue because Noah Fernandez is going to be really the engine that makes this UMass team go, and I'm going to be doing my Atlantic 10 preview within the next few weeks, and UMass is going to be one of the hardest teams to gauge because they do bring in a lot of talent. A few guys that were with Frank Martin over at South Carolina, they come over by the transfer portal as well, and for Fernandez, he was tremendous last season, giving the team 15 points, 5.3 assists, stealing that per contest, shot 36.5% from three-point range. He is really a bucket getter for this UMass team and able to be one of the more dominant point guards that we're going to see outside of a power conference in all of college basketball. And I consider the Atlantic 10 a little bit more of a power conference than most. So we shall see if he's able to get out there on the court, because I do think that that's a big headline out in an Atlantic 10, that you're going to have St. Louis potentially being a top 25 team. Dayton, I think, is going to be very solid. They bring in Loyola Chicago. That helps them out as well. So, list goes on and on. Will Richard is dealing with a little bit of an injury for Florida. He is a transfer that is coming over from Belmont, and he was one of the top scorers over at Belmont last season. I think that he's going to be a big part of what Florida is going to be looking to do this season. I don't think that he's an end-all, be-all piece for Florida, but a guy that last season, while he was over at Belmont, was able to do a nice job of being able to put the ball in the basket, as he was able to give the team right around 12 points per contest. Someone that from three-point range could be a little bit hit or miss, but I liked his overall usage last season. I think that he is going to be very good for this team for the upcoming college basketball season, so we shall see if Florida is going to be able to have them out there for night number one. I would anticipate him being good to go for night number one because we're a little bit over a month away from the upcoming college basketball season. But with Todd Golden coming in, there is a little bit of worry just not being able to get down the offense, things of that nature, because he was relatively young coming in and still only about a 32.5% three-point shooter from when he was a freshman last season. So we shall see how that progresses. And then Vince Iwachuko, I'm still trying to find out if we're going to be seeing him at all this season for USC. It sounds like we're probably not going to be seeing him too much. He's a top 40 recruit, was going to be the main big man for USC this season. He pretty much collapsed during a workout in July with USC. Very, very sad situation. You wish him absolutely nothing but the best because he suffered pretty much a heart failure and collapse in July. So, I mean, just from a humanity standpoint, you hope for absolutely nothing but the best for that young man. And when it comes to USC, they're probably going to be looking to some of their other pieces down low for this team, as they brought in a gentleman from Long Beach State a few seasons ago, and Joshua Morgan, that figures to see a lot of minutes on this front. As we are keeping you guys informed as to everything that's going on in college basketball on this podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, trying to get you guys set for the upcoming college basketball season. We are now just 5 weeks away, and we got a few other conference previews that we're going to be doing, as well as we've got left the Atlantic 10, the American, and then we've got the other four power conferences as well that I didn't do the last few days. So if you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you hear your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment idea what I have for this podcast, you've got one or two ways to be able to throw those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, @gn_e1. Keep in mind, letter CM, they mean does not matter, so as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. The other way is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. I'm coming at you guys every single day on this podcast. News and notes of college basketball, along with conference previews here in the offseason, and then when it comes to the regular season, picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. So I will chat at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.